we support missionaries. Look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Brother Phil, it's good to have you and your family back. I know you're out of town. Boy, I know you helped pray for it. It was phenomenal. And there was a lot of people that we passed out. They came. And the man that came from the week before, he came back. We must have had at least 25 first-time visitors in this church. It was exciting. It really was. Exciting seeing people get saved. I know Phil. Brother Brent called me. Brother Brent Foreman called me that Sunday afternoon, and I could just tell Brother Brent was just on cloud 158, whatever how many clouds there is up there. He was just riding high. Brent's a go-getter anyway, but you could tell that he just said the Lord came down out there on the land. They had over 150 on the land. And some of the adults that we passed out bags in their home, they'd found out. Some came here and some went out. One man took the kids and went to the land, and the mother went here, and the dad took the kids out on the land. But there was several adults out there. And you were out there, weren't you, Sarge? A pretty good group, wasn't there? But Brother Brent said it went tremendous. He was really excited. I think we're going to see some real fruit. I know it takes a while. And I'm sure some of those people that got those letters didn't even open. No doubt there's some that's never even opened them yet. But you know what? God's word never goes out void. And boy, I had a fit here preaching on the resurrection Sunday morning. Boy, I'll tell you, I had me a time here. And I thought we had a great day. It was a tremendous day. I know Brother Bob, our missionary, he thought it was outstanding. He said, boy, preacher, that was just tremendous. Look at Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. God wants us to be a witness. No matter where you go, be a witness. I bought a copy of that. Me and Brian and Billy, Brother Bill, and some of the men, Pastor Dave, we went to Monday night before we went to church. I went and got a copy, 99 cents. Spilled it all over my hand, burnt my thumb. But I gave that the girl gave that girl one of the tracts and said she had one of them bright yellow shirts on. And I said, hey, I've got a tract that matches your shirt. And I gave her a tip and I gave her a tract. Amen. No matter where you can witness. Boy, I'm excited about this new track. Gave it to a bunch of preachers in the last 2 days. A lot of preachers, boy, they saw this new track. Them preachers got excited about them, you know. And Brother Rod had it displayed on his table, and I passed it out to several fellows. So, but notice what it says there in verse 8. But ye receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. In other words, the Bible says we're to go in Ravenna, Garrettsville, Windham, Shalersville, you name it, Kent, Akron, Cincinnati, Ohio. We're to go all places. Romania, you've got a letter from our gypsy. We're supposed to go to the whole world preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I wrote a letter to Mr. Langowski, and I closed. Here's how I closed. I said that money that you would give us would be used for the glory of God and to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all that the foundation could do to help us would be so greatly appreciated and used for the glory of God to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we're here for. We're not here to build kingdoms. We're here to preach the gospel. Brother Phil, to be honest with you, if you and I don't witness to nobody, there's really not, there, if we don't do something for the glory of God, there's really no sense of us living. Our purpose in life is to glorify Christ. And if, when we don't glorify Him, if we don't tell people, hey, you're going to die and go to hell without Christ. Christ came and died just so you could go to heaven. I'm going to tell you right now, that should be on our heart. That should be on our lips. That should be on our mind. We got to take that great message of love from God and say, give it to the whole world. That's what our goal should be. You're here tonight and you've never trusted Christ your Savior. The greatest thing I can tell you from Bethel Baptist Church is not Bethel Baptist Church. The greatest thing about Bethel Baptist Church is the founder of our church, Jesus, the Savior of the world. And if you've never asked Him in your heart, at the end when we do these mission letters, before we pray, I'll give an invitation. You can trust Christ as your Savior. It's a Wednesday night. You can trust Christ any day. Right. Amen? And so, the man that came and did the window in the van today, I had Pastor Dave, gave him one of his tracks. Said, give him one of these tracks and tell him about Jesus, you know? And don't matter who you, I don't care if it's a coffee grill at Dunkin' Donuts or the guy putting the windows in or whoever it is. Even the jail ministry, I told Eddie last night, I said, give every jail man, every man a track, that new track. And because you got to have life. Amen? And so we're commanded by God. The Great Commission. Brother Phil, we went through that whole box of 2,000, but I ordered one before, and it came in at the end of the week. And so we started on the second box. So I want you to know you went to over 2,000 homes. It was over 2,000 homes last week. And that doesn't count the buses that went out. The men that knocked on the bus routes. I'm projecting we went to 2,200 to 2,500 homes. That's why God blessed. God blesses when you put His work first. Amen? We got to keep it foremost and first. And so, who's got, on these missionary letters, just give me like one or two lines. Just give me one thought from them. Tell me who you got, and just give me like, don't read the whole, just give me a couple, just one or two thoughts what they write. Eddie, you got one?